We do have a special morning conversation this morning focusing on leadership. It's a student program at Southern Illinois University with a very special guest speaker this evening, and we wanted to talk to some of the key players within that program. So joining us this morning are J.R. McGee. He's the founder and CEO of Extreme Leadership Group, as well as Dr. Bruce Durance, who's a professor and director of the Leadership Development Program in the College of Engineering at SIUC, and Michael Uphoff, who is a senior studying engineering from Monticello. Gentlemen, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jennifer.
We wanted to talk a little bit about kind of two different things. JR, a little time about what you'll be speaking on. Your lecture is this evening here in Carbondale, but also about the Leadership Development Program, which you all are very involved in. So as we kind of talk about what's going on tonight, Boss Proof Your Job is the title of the lecture. It's something that I'm sure a lot of students are thinking about as they're looking towards starting their career, getting that first job. What do I need to know when I get in there on day one? So can you talk a little bit about what you'll be saying tonight?
Absolutely, Jennifer. What I've learned over my career is that our relationship with our boss is often critical in terms of our ability to be successful. Understanding how we see the world and understanding how our boss sees the world so that we know what his or her communication style is, what their decision style is, gives us the opportunity to know how to effectively communicate with them and to negotiate with them. Over my career, I spent 33 years training SEAL teams and Delta Force spy war operators, mostly in counterterrorism. I was the program manager for the Top Gun fighter weapons program. So I have been blessed with the opportunity to be around truly world-class leaders in business and military around the world. It's given me a lot of insight into some of the things that work and some of the things that don't work. I was also the lead subject matter expert for program management for a Fortune 25 company as a direct report to the board of directors, and I do executive coaching with CEOs today of Fortune 500 companies. So the learning some of the things that work and don't work can give college students and business people great insight into learning to become more successful at how they manage their careers, manage their day-to-day activities. What I have found is that really good people get a lot of things done, which tends to bring in more work. People want to give things to people who they know can get things done. Most of us are in the situation today where we have more things on our to-do list than we possibly have time to get done. So what gets done? How do we do that? How do we negotiate with the boss what we're not going to do so that we can now go do this new task? Most people just simply say, yes, sir, yes, ma'am, and then something doesn't get done. So that can be a career-limiting situation versus a career development situation. What we want to do tonight is give people some insight into the principles of how to understand yourself, how to understand your boss, how to negotiate, and then how to make sure that you're able to keep those commitments. That gives you an opportunity to be more successful in the workplace, whether it's in your professional career or your personal career.
And Bruce, I know that this is a part of the Leadership Development Program. You have a speakers series in addition to the program that you have for the students here at SIUC. How important is it, do you think, these lessons that we'll be talking about tonight, how important is it that they hear about this early in their college career so that they can be prepared for that outside world?
Well, it's absolutely critical, Jennifer. You know, while our students are with us here at the university for, you know, a relatively short amount of time, gaining the entry-level knowledge, giving them these types of leadership skills earlier in their career will give them a leg up on their competition and really set them on a path to achieving great success in their career, simply because they now have these interpersonal skills and these leadership skills that they know their bosses are looking for from day one. And they don't have, many of us go through life learning from one mistake after another, and sometimes not even learning from those mistakes. And so we try to identify what are those critical skill sets that people need. And there's quite a few skill sets that are absolutely necessary to have a very successful career And that's what we look at those in the program, and we try to bring in people like JR to learn from experts like himself.
Sure. And the leadership development program is relatively unique among engineering schools and even among universities across the nation. Could you spend a little time talking about what it's all about? I know we've talked to you before, but just a little refresher.
Absolutely. You know, there are six technical leadership development programs in the United States today. There's a lot of leadership programs, but only six technical leadership development programs. And I'd just like to mention who those are: MIT, Tufts University, University of Colorado, Miami of Ohio, UC Davis, and Southern Illinois University. So that puts us in some really good company. And our program was founded 5 years ago by an alum and founder of Advanced Technology Services, Dick Blaudeau, who saw how his company was being impacted by the lack of leadership out there. And it really begins to impede a corporation's growth if they can't find leaders. There's a lot of people who are great team players, but very few who know how to lead. And so he decided to make an investment back in his alma mater to see if he can't begin growing these types of people. And to date, we've graduated about 20 people out of the program and having a lot of success. After 2 years of the program up and running, we applied for and got a really very nice NSF grant who have allowed us to expand the program. We've got 16 students in the program right now. It's for juniors and seniors. It's a two-year program. And while there is some classroom experience teaching that goes on, we really try to focus on experiential learning. And the program has been carefully designed to teach the students how to be the best team member they can be and how to lead themselves their junior year. And then their senior year, we ask them to lead a program. In the College of Engineering, we have 14 different RSOs, and they have to get themselves elected through a democratic process as one of the officers. And if they can do that, then they can lead the robotics team, the mini Baja team, steel bridge, concrete canoe, moon buggy. It just goes on and on. And it becomes a great challenge for them as they have successes and failures along the way. They get to reflect back upon what they did right, what they did wrong, and what they can do better tomorrow. We're elevating, trying to elevate the entire College of Engineering's student experience. We've got a wonderful dean right now, in Dean Warwick, and he says that we've got more involvement in our RSOs than much larger universities that he's been at before. And so you take our robotics team, who won a national championships a few years ago and then placed fourth last month again. We're no longer just participating. We're competing for national championships. And that's, I believe, in large part due to our leadership training that we're giving our students. They're no longer going there to participate. They have dedicated themselves. They've given up their nights, their weekends, sometimes their holidays, to go after that championship trophy.
And you can get more information on the Leadership Development Program. It's ldp.rso.siuc.edu. And as Bruce said, there are 16 students involved in the Leadership Development Program at SIUC right now. One of those is Michael Uphoff. Michael, I wondered if you could talk a little bit about your experience, why you think it's so important to get this leadership training even before you have your degree.
Absolutely. Going into the job force, you know, I already feel like I've got a leg up on some of my classmates in the College of Engineering in terms of, you know, I've been to the job fairs, I've seen what the, you know, job market is. It's really tough right now. You know, not everybody's going to graduate with a job, and I feel very blessed coming through the Leadership Development Program. I already have a job offer on the table that I've accepted, and that's a lot more than a lot of students can say, and I, you know, credit all that to the Leadership Development Program. And you know, the skills that I have learned and the experiences that I've gained through this program have just been phenomenal. I have a great team that I get to work with on a daily basis that, you know, we're going to be friends for the rest of our lives, and it's a great resource and network that I can always come back to, and it's you know, just spend time with.
I wonder, JR, when you work with students like this, when you see the young people who are already developing those skills that you find so critical, is it heartening to know that you've got this new crop of people coming in from a program like this?
Jennifer, it's what gets me up in the morning. I get so excited when I see the younger people being able to take advantage of some of these opportunities. Now, because of my credentials and my experience, I'm aware of all of these programs that Dr. Durant's listed at the other universities and more. I could affiliate with almost any of those that I chose to, but I chose to affiliate and work with Southern Illinois University. The program Dr. Durant's has put together, in my opinion, is world class. This is my third year to be associated with the students of SIU and their program. I am incredibly impressed with what they've done in terms of results. Their ability to influence the students' lives has been tremendous. Now, I believe that leadership is 25% taught, 75% caught. He's giving these students the opportunity to go do these things and practice them in a safe environment. And Mike's exactly right. I see the development of them over the last 3 years that I've been working with the program. And it is incredibly gratifying for me to come in and work with them for a week in the summer and then see how they develop over the year. Southern Illinois University seems to me, as an outsider, to have broken the code on some things that a lot of people have been working on for a long time in terms of transferring critical skills to people in the beginning of their career that most people don't get until they're either halfway or even further through their career. The competitive advantage that gives Southern Illinois University students is incredible. And I will be very honest with you, Dr. Durant's and his team have put together something here that I think is not just world-class, but it's exceptional. And that's why I'm delighted to be affiliated with them, and I'm delighted to come in and work with them again tonight.
You can learn more about those leadership skills and meet J.R. McGee this evening. There's a special presentation as a part of the Leadership Development Program Speaker Series. It's at 7 o'clock tonight in the Engineering Building. You can get more information by calling 453-7829. More information on the Leadership Development Program at the website ldp.rso.siuc.edu. Bruce, I know that we're getting to that time of year when you're looking for new applicants for next year. You're going to graduate students like Mike here in May. What are you looking for, and when do people need to be getting in touch with you?
Thank you, Jennifer. Yeah, one of the most important things we do, as JR alluded to, is that it's, you know, 75% caught and 25% taught. Not only do you get to learn some wonderful leadership skills, there's, in my opinion, the very best scholarship associated with this program. You would think that students would have to pay to learn these leadership skills. We actually are, have been endowed with a wonderful grant through the National Science Foundation, where students can receive up to $18,000 towards tuition and fees their junior and senior year to be part of this program. And we're out there combing the state of Illinois, looking for community college transfers, as well as students within our own College of Engineering who have demonstrated some early leadership examples. Maybe they have led their sports teams or led their church groups, been an Eagle Scout, the Boy Scouts, led their student government, something that shows us that they've got early indicators that they can grow up and they want to be a leader. We look for people who have developed a hard work ethic, have a history of employment or military service is important, and also good character goes a very long ways towards becoming a leader. You have to develop that trust within the people. And so our application deadline is February 1st this year, and so I'm sending out materials throughout the state and posting them around campus and the college particularly to get more applicants to apply for the program. We want as many as we possibly can get. We're hoping to award up to 10 scholarships this year, particularly during these tough economic times. This is one of the very best and most generous scholarships out there, for particularly for those families that are financially strapped. And so you take somebody like Mike, for example, you know, he's already got his job locked down in September of his senior year. And so it's a twofold advantage. You get to have the leadership skills that's going to last you a lifetime, but you also get great assistance in completing your bachelor's degree.
Mike, I wonder if you could talk a little bit about your experience through the program. What did you learn about yourself, and what have you learned about leading others at the same time?
Absolutely. So, you know, my first couple weeks and months in the program, I realized there's a lot that I had to learn, and it's not, I mean, while I did, you know, show the early leadership skills, I was an Eagle Scout, so, I mean, I had a leg up getting into the program. It was a lot more in-depth than just coming in and saying, hey, I'm a leader, follow me. I definitely had to learn how to lead myself, as Dr. Durant said. And once I, you know, really bought into that and I was able to lead myself and develop as a leader through, you know, our Thursday morning meetings where we learn a different leadership skill every week. We have a workout every Tuesday morning where we keep ourselves physically fit, and the constant day-to-day mentor program that we have with the juniors and seniors, you know, I was able to kind of develop myself as a leader. And now that I'm a senior, I get to forward that knowledge onto the juniors that are here and really get the opportunity to teach and lead them, which has been just a great opportunity to see the growth that these juniors have had from the team week. I got to kind of see, man, I kind of recognize some of my weaknesses in them during this week, and then get to see how they've grown through that. It's been just such a great experience for me, and I really look forward to what they get to achieve next year.
Do you think that you learn more as a part of this kind of peer experience, where you're not only learning from your own mistakes and your own successes, but kind of your same, your cohorts that are the same age going through the same things?
Absolutely. I mean, you can teach so much out of a textbook and sit in a classroom and learn all these things, but until you actually get to see it, you know, practiced, and you get to see, you know, your own peers going through it, it doesn't really set in and sink in. You don't really get to get the full effect. So, you know, having that peer group with you is just such a phenomenal experience.
Again, Mike Uphoff is a senior studying engineering at SIUC. He'll graduate as a part of the Leadership Development Program in May, and congratulations to you on already having that job lined up. I'm sure that's quite a weight off your shoulders.
It absolutely is.
Absolutely. J.R. McGee is the CEO and founder of Extreme Leadership Group. He'll be speaking this evening at 7 o'clock. That's in the engineering building, room D102. And J.R., thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure.
And finally, Bruce Durrance is a professor and director of the Leadership Development Program in the College of Engineering at SIU. If you'd like more information on that program, you can call him at 453-7829 or go to ldp.rso.siu.edu. Bruce, thanks again.
Thank you, Jennifer. Always a pleasure.
And that deadline to apply for the Leadership Development Program is February 1st of 2013. You can get more information at the website there. Recruitment is going on now, and it is a very selective program. So getting the information, getting ready for that is critical this time of year.